Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 7, we finished verse 12. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new lesson today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And I hope you'll have your Bibles ready as we continue in our verse-by-verse study of the book of Daniel. And today we'll be in Daniel chapter 7, beginning with verse 13. I trust also that you'll call your friends, ask them to listen to follow along as we study this great prophetic book of the Old Testament, the book of Daniel. Daniel has been called the companion volume of the book of Revelation, and rightly so, because there are so many things that cross over. But before we actually start today, friends, would you like to have a life-changing and never-to-be-forgotten experience? Well, it's my joy to invite you to join me on a trip to the Bible lands, where you'll find a new dimension in understanding Christian history and the life of our Lord. We're going to visit places where Jesus walked, lived, taught, and performed miracles, where he was crucified and raised from the dead. We're going to take a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee and observe the Lord's Supper at the Garden Tomb. And yes, we'll be giving you biblical insights at each place we visit in Beulah Land. Yes, my friends, we are going to Israel December 1st through the 9th of 2008. We would enjoy having you come along, and you can come with us if you want to find out more about our trip into Beulah Land, the land of Israel. Then let me encourage you to go to our website, www.centralbaptistocala. That's all one word, CentralBaptistocala.org. O-R-G. Now, when you get there, then you will click down on the Holy Land trip, and it will have everything from application, everything that you need will be right there, and you can register online. Now, if you do not have access to the Internet, then you write me, and we'll send you a brochure, and it will include the price and everything else that you need to know to plan for this trip. Again, that's December 1st through the 9th, 2008, and we need to hear from you as soon as possible. I am going to limit this trip to 45 people. So, if you would like to go, please get your reservation in ahead of time before others. It's a first come and first serve bases, and to be quite honest with you, I have over 30 people presently from our church who say they want to go, but not all have registered, and I'm going to always put those first who register first. So, my friend, call us or write us. Our address is given to you at the end of each day's broadcast. Our announcer, Brother Jerry Banks, will give you that address, or you just may simply go online, and whether you go to our website or whether you write us physically, then We want to hear from you about the trip to Israel and also about this broadcast. Write us if you have a Bible question or a question about something that is said on the broadcast, and we'll get that back to you as quickly as possible. Recently, we heard from the Caribbean islands and was able to answer a question for a listener down there. Now, on our study here of Daniel chapter 7, we have been looking at the study as far as the visions that Daniel's having here in Daniel chapter 7. We've seen that in his vision he sees four beasts that come up out of the sea. And we told you that the sea, when it uses that singular emphasis like that as it is here, most often refers to the Mediterranean Sea. And the first is like a lion, which represented Babylon. And the second, a bear, which was the Medo-Persian Empire. And the third was a leopard. And, of course, the leopard represented Alexander the Great and the Grecian Empire. And then finally, here is this fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, strong exceedingly. And he has great iron teeth. With them he devours and he breaks in pieces and he stamps the residue with the feet of it, and he's diverse from the others, and he has 10 horns. And so it goes on to describe this fourth terrible beast. We know the beginning of that was Rome. Isn't it interesting that Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7 both prophesy these four kingdoms for the earth? Now, Babylon was already in existence when those two chapters was written. However, the next three kingdoms were not. And as they study, they find out that the prophecies are similar. There's no difference between them. They're the same kingdoms that are predicted. However, the prophecy in Daniel chapter 2 has a golden image for a head and the arms and the breast of silver and so forth. It's a beautiful image. But that's from man's point of view. But from God's point of view, as Daniel 7 shows, from heaven, he sees the kingdoms of earth as wild, untamed beasts. And their kingdoms all extended to the shores of the sea, the Mediterranean. And so we left off at verse 12 last time. And so today, starting with verses 13 and 14, we read this. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Now, having said all of that, we see, first of all, the Son of Man in verse 13. Here we see his perfect manhood in submission to his own deity, to his own Godhead, so that he's not only totally God and very God, but he's also totally man. This then is revealing to us the two natures of God, the two natures of the person of Jesus Christ. He is the Ancient of Days, that is, he's deity, he's Almighty God, but he's also the Son of Man, that is, he is humanity. And these two natures blend to be one person, the Messiah, the Christ, the Lord Jesus. Now, what a contrast to other kingdoms in this chapter. They're beast. He's a man. And Jesus, in his humanity, is what God intended for a man to be in creation. Now, you'll notice he receives from the Ancient of Days a kingdom. dominion and glory over all peoples and languages and nations. In other words, he is coming in power and authority. Now, I think it's interesting. There's a song that mentions kingdom authority. I believe the song is called Majesty. And as I understand, many of the people that were behind that song do not believe in a millennial reign, so to speak. And here yet, kingdom authority is used. Well, kingdom authority would actually be referring to this idea of Jesus coming and setting up a 1,000-year rule, whether the author believes that or knew it or not. That's what it would refer to. But now, on the other hand, we also got to keep it in mind that as Jesus comes in power and authority, he is receiving what God really had intended for man before the fall, that the man was to have dominion over all things of the creation. But man fell, and when he fell, then Satan took those reins, and now he is a prince in the power of the air, but he too shall be replaced one day. Verses 18, 22, 25, and 27 of this chapter also refer to the reign, showing this event appears at least five times in this one chapter. And I think that is special. Now, this kingdom is right here on planet Earth. It's not some distant galaxy. It's not up in heaven. It's talking about here the millennial kingdom here on Earth. In Micah chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "And many nations shall come and say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we'll walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Now, his dominion is everlasting. It is an everlasting dominion, as well as a kingdom. And it shall never be destroyed, just like the previous kingdoms have been destroyed. And so, when he says an everlasting kingdom, it's referring to the eternal reign of Christ. And the eternal reign of Christ actually begins with the millennium. The millennium is but a phase, but it's the first phase of this kingdom. And Revelation chapter 20 outlines it. During the thousand-year millennium, Satan is bound for those thousand years. Christ reigns here on earth. It's prosperous. And not only is it prosperous, but it's a heavenly and good kingdom where righteousness reigns. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.